Blog Talk Radio.
In a Side Frolic live on the air. And before we start tonight's show, on a serious note, our deepest condolences to the lady whose dog was killed at the guide dog school in Smithtown, Long Island. A horrible, horrible tragedy, and I can only think that it was took place by neglect and irresponsibility. We have a petition trying to license these schools. There's no regulations. And the woman herself commented, why wasn't there some kind of check to make sure that every dog was accounted for? It was in the heat wave. And our deepest heartfelt condolences goes out. I'm sorry, I don't recall the woman's name. But we intend to keep pushing for the licensing of these schools and regulations. One of those regulations could have saved that dog's life. All right, Inner Sight Frolic. And we got some Lauren Hardy coming up. Tinnigan will be here later. Louis the Lip.
Yep.
Got some philosopher and maybe a little honeymoon. So you got that Lauren Hardy swinging?
Yes, I do. I'm all ready.
Where
I'll
is
be ready. It's coming.
I'm always ready.
I was listening to the whole show as it was done. I just didn't come on because I was having trouble.
Just by goofing off. Well, it sounds like it's right up your alley. Don't get funny. I mean, you're always goofing off. Why not get paid for it? What does he do? Well, he collects things. Collects things like what? Well, clothing and tires and Band-Aids, all kinds of Band-Aids. Wait a minute. You can't collect Band-Aids. What if they've been used in contaminants? Well, that's all right. You just boil them and they're all right. Boil them. You can't boil Band-Aids. You burn your fingers. Never mind. Now, how much junk have we got around here? Well, we got plenty of junk. The whole place is called junk. I mean, look at this chair falling apart. And why is that chair falling apart? Because you sat on it with your big fat, your fanny. Don't get smart. Well, now grab anything. Just grab that washboard.
Uh-oh.
And a couple of, now grab this chair. Now, wait a minute. Now, follow me. Where are we going? We're going to work. Work? What are we going to do with the washboard and the chair? We're going to sell them. Sell them? Now, wait a minute. You can't sell everything in the apartment. We won't have anything to sit on. You said yourself that chair is no good. Well, it'll be good for something. Come along, Stanley. Don't you know why I get myself into these things? A stupid fellow, an article of work. You don't have to work and you can make money. I think that the whole thing sounds stupid. Now, right here is a good spot, right under this tree, you see?
Oh, there you go.
It's a warm day, so they'll want to stop here and relax in the shade. Oh, wait a minute. Here's our first customer. Oh, how do you do, sir? Welcome to the outdoor store. The what? The outdoor store. Outdoor store. What are you talking about? Well, today we have a select merchandise of a washboard and a chair. Washboard and a chair? What kind of maniac are you? He's a bona fide maniac. He got a note from the doctor to prove. Shut up. Well, isn't that a beautiful chair? Why don't you try it out? Try it out. Have a seat. I don't know what you birds are up to, but. Well, how's it feel? I'm afraid to move. The chair might collapse. Wait a minute. Oh, I forgot to tell you, sir. Of course it's going to collapse. You know why? Yeah, I know why. Because you're a stupid moron. That's why. No, no, no. It's going to collapse because it's a collapsible chair. What? You no good scandal? I'll have you arrested. Well, you made a dope out of that customer and he didn't find it. Oh, here comes the nice lady. I bet she needs a wash. Oh, miss, why don't you relax over here in the outdoor store? Outdoor store. Oh, thank you. You want me to... Oh, you mind if I sit? I'm kind of tired. You go ahead. Be my guest. Oh, thank you. Help me. Help me. I knew it was going to happen. I just knew it, Ollie. Now we're in big trouble. Oh, please, don't worry, miss. We are good to all our customers. Now, just because you had a hard time, you get a free gift.
Oh, there you
What's
go.
That? That's a picture of my long-lost mother-in-law. Isn't she beautiful? I don't want you. Please help me. You better call the ambulance. Ambulance? Miss, are you in the market for a washboard?
What are you talking about? Is he stupid? Is he an idiot?
Well, I don't think he's that dumb, but he's been known to be pretty halfway. Oh, shut up. Now, listen. Because you had a hard time on the chair... this washboard is now half price. Instead of $4, it's
$2. $2 for that? That piece of junk? I wouldn't give you 2 cents. I gotta go to the doctor. Oh, I don't feel good. Oh.
Well, Ollie, we're working, but we're not making any money.
Yeah, right? sounds like us now.
Don't worry. The day is young. Now, I got an idea, see? The next customer, watch this. Oh, how do you do, sir? Well, what do you want? Would you have a seat, please? Have a seat? That chair doesn't look too sturdy to me. Don't worry, he's got a washboard. He's got a washboard underneath it. A what?
That's right.
A washboard under the chair. Now, did you ever think of washing your clothes in the outdoor store? What? What are you talking about? Pardon me, Stanley. Give me your socks. What? My socks? I need my socks. I'll get blistered on my feet. Give them to me. Oh, no. Now, listen, sir. We're going to prove to you that sitting here in the outdoor store is a perfect place to wash your clothes. Have you got any soap on you? What?
Uh-oh.
What are you talking about? I don't walk around with soap. Are you a moron? What institution did you escape from? Oh, he's been in many. Oh, shut up. Woo! I'm going to see that you two nuts get put in an institution where you belong and get rid of this crummy chair and that washboard. Well, Ollie,
yeah?
How much did we make? Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
In a sight. Frolics. The moral of that story is, don't ever try
don't
to put a washboard under a chair.
Exactly.
All right, in a sight. We got Gleason coming up. We got Philosopher.
Yeah.
Jimmy Dinigan will be here later. And Louis DeLip.
Oh, yeah, he should be coming.
We can get Louis to sing a song.
That'd be good.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking some, you know, a lot of movies
mm-hmm.
in the past are supposed to be comedies, but there's a lot of serious moments in them, you know. But now there's one movie about the Navy, you know, and since the engineer's on the line, maybe we could do a little trivia. I don't know if anybody will call in, but you never know. All right, so
you never know.
In this movie, they're on a ship, see?
Oh,
and
yeah.
The captain, he's weird, you know. James Cagney
yeah.
plays the captain. All right, so he comes out on the... So this one morning, he's very disturbed. Because somebody threw his tree overboard.
I remember this movie. It was in a big
yeah.
ship, wasn't it?
So yeah. So he gets on the PA, you know. Now hear this.
I remember that.
Now hear this. Revelry. Revelry will commence at 0800. Now hear this, and they all start scurrying up to their post, you know, with the,
yeah.
some sailors to their guns, some to the hoses or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
And he says, "Now," and then he gets back on the horn. He says, "Now who did it? Who did it? I want to know who did it, and I want to know right now, who did it? You're gonna stay at your post." Until somebody confesses who did it.
Uh-oh.
And one guy turns to another one, buddy, he says, "What's he talking about, Joe? I don't know. Who dismantled our mascot? Our mascot. Overboard. Mascot?
Uh-oh.
Joe, what's our mascot? I don't know what he's talking about. He's a maniac." So then he he gets back on the line on the PA, and he says, he's talking to the lieutenant, you know. He says, Mr. Ramage, Mr. Ramage, get up here fast, on the double. On the double,
yeah,
Mr. Roberts. On the double. And Roberts walks up the steps real slow, you know, cool, like taking his time.
Yeah.
You know. Where are you? Where are you, Roberts? Come on, Roberts, get in here. You want me, Captain? I want you. You know that. Make them talk. Make them tell what they do with my tree. My tree. What tree, Captain? You know what tree. You know. You stabbed me in the back. You know good. You And he has one of his attacks. See? And the doctor comes in. He says, now, 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 Captain, we mustn't get excited now, must we? And Roberts goes back down the stairs and, you know, to the deck, and the guys say to him, Mr. Roberts, what's he talking about? What tree? Don't worry about it, Dolan. It's all in a day's work. The captain just had a little attack. He'll be all right. Anyway, I gave away the name of the movie, so...
I know you did. I'm going to tell you what it is.
All right, what's the name?
Mr. Roberts. It's Mr. Roberts.
That was a great movie.
It was a great
movie. I don't know if...
I enjoyed it.
Somebody got a Academy Award for that?
Yeah, really? That's cool.
I think. I'm not sure. But anyway, that's, you know, there have been all kinds of movies.
Right.
Over the years. What is that? I hear noise in the background. You got to stop that noise, whatever that is.
Oh, goodness. Then I don't know, because he's not here right now. I can't do it. I don't fit in that room.
Well, we can't have that noise on the show.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to see what I can do, okay?
All right. Inner Sight, Frolics, and, yeah, Jimmy Dinigan coming up, Louis DeLip. And let's see. Yeah, I was going to do some of the other
things. What do you need?
What?
What do you need?
Well, give me the philosopher. Give me some philosopher music.
Okay, hold on.
I'm in the mood for the philosopher anyway.
You are? Oh, boy, here goes.
Yeah, let me hear that philosopher.
Philosophy with this. Hold up. Oh, what happened here?
All right. Inner Sight.
Hold on. Okay, I'll be right back.
Friendly philosopher.
Just in time.
One more time, go! Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. With a word to the wise. When you want to go and you can't go, and you know you gotta go, what do you do? Well, I'm gonna give you a little tip tonight. People are going to think I'm a little off the wall, but it's very, very true. Well, you got to go. You got to
go,
see?
That's right.
But a lot of times, people can't go.
Mm.
So, now, according to a doctor on the YouTuber, yeah, that's the new technology, YouTuber.
YouTuber, I like that.
Yeah. According to a doctor, see, when you got to go and you can't go and it's all stuck up in there, you know, and what do they call it? Constipation, that's it.
That's right.
Constipation, aggravation, motivation, top that, top that. I got constipation, constipation, motivation, aggravation.
I didn't eat yet, you know.
I don't know what I'm going to relation. Will you cut that out? Who put that guy on? Get him out of here.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Maybe you.
When you got to go, see, there's a gland in the body. Now, that gland is in a weird place.
Mm-hmm.
It's right up between your legs, see?
Uh-oh.
Right below your what they call the anus. Yeah. So when you gotta go and you can't go, you gotta massage that gland. Now this is true, folks. This is no fooling around here. That gland is called the perineum.
What
the
perineum
gland.
Hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about the perineum gland.
I never heard
right
of it.
Right near your anus.
But
and you massage that, and it'll help you to go and relieve you, and you'll be a new person. That's it.
Yeah,
give me a little philosopher music.
Old philosopher
music?
Okay.
Yeah,
here
give
we
me
come
some
again.
So don't forget, folks. Perineus, aminus, underneath. Perineus will make you not be mean. Massage.
I'm sorry, that's funny.
Massage your perineum.
Are you losing it? Losing it.
Woo!
That's it.
You won't be meanish.
You won't
right,
be me.
Awesome.
Oh, no. So you're constipated,
hey,
I must say.
Hey, wait a minute. Can I get... hey,
uh-huh.
Look here. Can I get Fast Fanny to come over and massage my perineum? Will you cut that? What's wrong with you, Pop? You don't believe that guy, do you? That philosopher? That stupid idiot? Yeah,
stupid
I believe
idiot.
Him. The body is wonderful. And look here. The body cures itself. The only thing when you massage your perineum, make sure your underwear ain't dirty. Oh, shit. Will you cut that
out?
Yeah,
right?
Woo! All right, insight. And we got Louie coming up.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to pop on the board.
God
so
knows
I could,
what he'll
tell
come
you.
Up with.
Yeah,
let's see.
Right?
Give me some honeymoon music. I'm gonna get some honeymoon
okay,
music.
Okay, let's see what you could do with honeymoon. Hold on. Okay, here it comes.
Honeymoon. Your mother's not setting foot in this house. Oh, I know your mother. Every time she comes, why'd you have to marry a guy that was so fat? You had a lot of good, beautiful, handsome guys you went out with. Why do you have to live in a dump like this? You're so far from the subway. When we got married, I had plenty of girls looking at me, too.
Yeah, there you go.
They always wanted to be around you when they wanted to be in the shade. Shut up. Your mother is a blabbermouth. A blabbermouth. Oh,
uh-oh.
That's her now, Ralph. Now, don't you say a word. Oh, hello, Alice. How are you? Oh, my, I'm so tired. It's such a long walk from the subway to your house.
Oh,
not
here
that
you go.
Long, Ma, just four blocks. Yeah, four long blocks. But I guess with the rent you can afford, you can't live anywhere else. Some people around here just soak it right up. Well, oh, Alice, you look kind of thin. Are you getting enough food?
I remember this episode. It was funny.
Oh, I get plenty of food, Mother. Yeah, well, I don't know, because you take a look over there, over your shoulder, and it looks like all the food is over there. Will you dare, you? Gee, remember that fellow that you went out with, George? Yeah, I remember him, Ma, yeah. Oh, he's gotten so handsome and tall and thin.
Uh-oh.
A man doesn't have to get fat if he doesn't want to. Mother, Ralph's going to the theater with Norton. Norton? What's the matter with him? Doesn't he know he's got a wife?
Uh-oh.
Yes, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. But him and Norton have tickets to that big Broadway show, Murder Strikes Out. Oh, Murder Strikes Out. I saw that. That's just a bunch of big publicity. Everybody knows that it wasn't the butler that did it. It was the father. You are a blabbermouth. Blabbermouth. Well, that's my mother. I don't care. She's a blabbermouth. Had to give away the show. Two tickets ruined. Now I can't go to the show. Because I know it wasn't the butler that did it. It was the father. Thanks to the blabbermouth. Get out. Get out. I don't want to stay here another minute. Get out. And he throws her out. All right, in his sight. I guess I got to do some commercials. Commercial. All right. In his sight, Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Adopt an Akita. 609-388-7004. And once again, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, our deepest condolences to the lady whose dog was obviously neglected and treated irresponsibly at the guide dog school in Smithtown. And the poor dog died during a heat wave. It was left in a van 5 hours, according to CBS News.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a horror story.
It is a horror story.
These schools should be licensed and regulated. And that's what we're calling for with our petition. Got almost 80,000 names.
Yeah, it
does. You want to do something to celebrate that dog's death, sign the petition.
Yeah.
And help us wake up one of these politicians and license these schools. Somebody told me tonight when I told them the story that the woman should sue the ass off the school. Yeah. There's no law.
Yeah.
She tries anything like that, she'll never get a dog.
That's the truth.
Unless she trains it on her own. And we can help her train it on her own.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, license the school, change.org under the Inner Sight, Inc. All right, Big East, the key to rescue. All the beautiful children in the world. Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, all the Texas children who perished. We honor them. Go an extra mile for a child. and demand that the government protect children in the school. There's another way to honor dogs. Let them do their job, protect children.
Yeah.
Guard the door by detecting firearms and a metal detector inside. All right. Go an extra mile for a child. We thank you.
I have a question.
Inner sight. What?
If you were...
Question.
I know you're a father, but if you were a recent father and you had to bring your child to school and realize that, you know, the school has already been handled by a thief, how would you handle, like, you know, the people taking stuff, and what would you do? Would you, like...
I wouldn't send my child to that school.
That's it.
I'd either teach him at home or get a better place.
Yeah, because I didn't like that. That was the worst thing.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
All the disruption in these schools. All right, Inner Sight, Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank them. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And we thank them for their support. 631-880-7929. You want to stay in shape and have fun? Third Eye Insight. That's the place to go. And call Devin Fernandez. 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight.
Insight.
Where you can learn how to protect yourself.
That's right.
Again, 631-445-3464. All right, Inner Sight. This is the frolic, so we got to goof off.
Yes, we do.
You know, anybody who wants to call in, you know.
Now, where is that,
Louis? Say something. You call in, say something stupid.
Like, where's Louis?
Or funny.
Or funny.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info on that subject. Real estate. Mr. Kennedy, you got to get that noise out of the background, man.
What noise
back there?
What noise? I'm
people
serious.
Talking. It sounds like some kind of a radio or television on.
I'll yell back to my husband. Hold on.
Can't have that. Put yourself on mute and try to take care of it. All right, Inner Sight. And the Frolics. And, of course, the character of Jimmy Dinigan. You know, when he came to school one day. And, you know, Jimmy always had these weird ideas, you know, weird stuff. I don't know how his mind functioned. But he came to school one day with the idea, I want to sell my brother for money. I need money. He wanted to sell his brother. You believe it? He was standing out in front of the school, you know, and he had his brother with him, his little brother, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had Brian with him, and he was holding him by the coat, and he's sort of shaking him a little bit. And, anybody want to buy a brother? You can have him very cheap. Only $300. I need money. I want to tell my brother. He's not a bad kid. He knows how to go to the bathroom. And the teachers were looking at him like, huh? What did this kid do? You know? Then, you know, school started, and he had to come in and he's holding on. Come on, Brian, don't worry. You're going to get it. Somebody good's going to buy you. My brother can sing. Sing a song, Brian. Go ahead. No, I don't want to sing. You better sing or I'll punch in the mouth. Brian starts singing. Back in the wheel, five in the clear. If you don't like it, shove it up my butt.
So now there's two singing it.
And the song goes, you know better, I punch it. And Miss Marshall, Timmy, what are you doing? Leave your brother alone. I got it, it's my business. I got to sell my brother. What? What on earth are you talking about? Sit down. Brian, take your seat. No, go ahead, Brian. Don't worry about it. The day is, like my father always says, the day is still young. Jimmy, be quiet. The day might be young, but Miss Ma. The day might be young, but Miss Ma is old. I heard that, Jimmy. Now, everybody, get your readers out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, hey, Miss Ma, can I? I want to go down to, I want to see Mr. Kramer and take my brother with me. No! Leave Mr. Kramer alone. He's not a well man, you know. He has trouble. Oh, Mr. Kramer got trouble. I thought, wait a minute, I got a good idea. If he buys Brian, Brian could help him. Gee, I wonder if Mr. Kramer has $300. Jimmy, are you out of your mind? You can't sell your brother? Why not? He's my brother. I own him. No, you don't own him. It's against the law to sell children in this country.
Yep.
I'll make sure you get to go home and I go visit them. Miss Ma, I don't want to be in school today, Miss Ma. Now you see what you did? You made your brother cry. Now cut this nonsense out. And with that, who comes in?
Kramer.
Mr. Kramer. You know, once in a while, the principal came into the classroom. So it just so happened, Kramer
right
pops in, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and good morning, everybody. Good morning, Mr. Kramer. You know. And Jimmy, of course. Oh, Mr. Kramer.
Oh,
I heard you didn't feel good, Mr. Kramer. I got a good idea. I got help for you, Jimmy. Keep it still. Now I got that. See, this is my brother, Brian. He's a good kid. He likes to help. He's very good at cleaning toilets. He cleaned the toilet at home. He's very good at He could help you, Mr. Kramer. He's only $300 for sale. See the sign on? He put a sign up. Jimmy, get that sign off your brother. Woo! And Janie says, Jimmy, I can't buy your brother. I haven't got enough money.
Oh, my.
Janie, keep still.
No, geez, so people were trying to satisfy.
And Kramer says, where's my pills? Oh, man, I tell you, I never had so much fun in my life.
Yeah, it must have been great going to school.
Oh, man.
It must have been funny.
And then they had to call Jimmy's mother. He was always in trouble.
I wonder where he is now. I tried finding him, but it didn't quite work.
Who knows? if he's even alive.
That's true,
213-816-1650. Frolic, if you want to call in, you know, have a little fun and goof off. We got Louie coming up. We got the wheelbarrow ride coming up. Yeah. Oh, what is it? Another way.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Another fiasco.
All right,
in sight. 8:40, New York, in sight.
Can you believe it? 8:40 already.
Yeah, is Louie on the line?
I'm gonna look. Hang on.
And we'll try to get Louie to lip.
Bear with me, Frank. I just have to go back to the other page.
On the
it's
line.
It's giving me trouble.
On inner sight.
Yes, Louie.
Live.
On
don't
the
forget.
Now.
Don't forget our reruns. Thursday night, 7:30, Altice, Long Island. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997.
Yes.
And Channel 3 on the Spirit.
Yep, yep.
All right. And hoping by
Louis
the fall we have a new show. Is Louie on the line?
Yes, he is.
Oh, let's get Louie. Louie the Lip live on Inner Sight.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Suzanne, and we have a co-host, Connie and Chrissy. Hello, Connie and Chrissy.
Oh.
How are you? Hi, everybody. My name is Connie. This is my partner, Chrissy. And we're giving out the love drops to Frank Perino and show those guys how to have a date with those ladies. And wearing those pink dresses.
Pink dresses?
Yeah, they look really nice, actually. Yeah, really like...
All right.
Yeah.
So when are you going to do a show with Connie and Chrissy? You ought to get on there with them. Hey, Louie, let me ask you, would you wear...
Yeah, you can talk to me.
Yeah, would you wear a pink dress on Connie and Chrissy's show?
Oh, no, they're going to kill me if I wear it. They're going to kill me.
A Spanish pink dress with flowers on it.
No flowers, just plain pink and a nice pretty one. They wear nice clothing.
Louie's got to wear a pink dress.
Oh, they're
wearing
the windbreaker.
Yeah.
They
hey, Louie, turn down your television.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
I just cover I just cover it on the bottom so they can hear. You know?
They
can hear.
Is it better?
Hello.
Yeah. So you're gonna wear a pink dress on Connie and Chrissy's show.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hey, speaking
uh-huh.
of Connie and Chrissy,
he's
on
oh,
tomorrow
my.
Night at 11 to midnight on public access.
Oh, jeez.
11 to midnight.
What is our show going
yes,
to?
Yes, OG. Yeah. I'm getting down with the ladies here.
Yeah, I don't know, Louie. What's going on? You must have drank some of your own love drops.
Hey, they
love
got any... Hey, Lou, they got any songs on that Connie and Chrissy show? Any music?
I'm so young and you're so old. This, my darling, I've been told. I don't care what they say, cause forever I will play. You and I are free as free as the birds. Out in the trees, oh, please stay with me, Diana.
That's
Diana?
An old Paul Anka song.
Yeah.
So
they play that on there?
On the airwaves years ago.
Oh,
it was years ago. Okay.
All right. Yeah, so you had a nice birthday.
Yeah.
What happened? You didn't get drunk, did you?
No. At TIG, thank God it's Friday's restaurant, I had a bourbon burger.
Oh,
bourbon burger?
Yeah.
They put so much bourbon on my burger.
Oh, you put burger on the burger?
Oh, wow. That's weird. I wonder how Louis. I wonder how Louis sounds when he's drunk.
Uh-oh.
I tried to eat the burger. I had a brewski over there.
Uh-oh. He had a brewski, not his
a
normal
bourbon
drink.
Burger. I never heard of that.
Yeah, they got that in a restaurant.
They put whiskey on the burger?
Not too much.
Yeah, no, not so you get drunk. I think it's right, but to marinate it, Frank, like that.
Just enough so you can smell it.
Yeah,
that's
right.
And a couple of drinks and a burger.
Gentlemen, this is the What Makes Jack Show. I'm talking to Connie and Chrissy how to flirt with a man, okay? I gave the Connie and Chrissy a good kissy, kissy, kissy.
Hey, let me ask you something, Lou. Connie and Chrissy, they have a flirt with other ladies?
Uh-oh.
Oh, they're turning me on. You ought to watch out for that.
With the pink dress. They flirt with the other ladies, right?
I should have taped Connie and Chrissy putting on my tape recorder.
That would have been good.
Oh, yeah?
Next time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to record it.
Yeah, that's right.
Why don't you get the part that you like the best? Because, of course, we have a show, so we have to stay in an hour, you know, guideline. You know, so
hey,
what
Louie,
you should do is
can
take
you,
the best part.
Can you imitate Porky the Pig?
Uh-oh.
That's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
That's Porky the Pig?
No, that ain't Porky. I don't think.
Ribbit?
Ribbit?
Yeah.
Is that a frog? Oh, no, that's a frog. That's Kermit.
How many characters on Sesame Street can you imitate, Lou? That's
I got Cookie Monster, Ernie and Bert, and Grover, Gonzo, Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's your favorite?
Cookie Monster.
Oh, yeah. Man after my own heart. I love cookies. They're bad for me.
No, you don't eat
them.
Cookies.
Me? I eat cookies.
Cookie Monster.
Yeah, I eat a lot of cookies.
Oh, how about Bert
like
and Ernie? They were weird, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Just weird, like, you know, not very weird, but just unique, I would say.
Yeah. So, listen, Louie, who was the greatest, I got a question for you. Who was the greatest Latin percussionist?
Ray Barreto.
Wow.
Ray Barreto. All right. What was his big song?
El Watusi.
The Watusi.
Ah.
That's cool.
El Watusi. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, listen. You got to give us a good song. You got a song for us?
Dun, 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 caballero. Agua quiere el Watusi. Siente el agua quiere de este pie. Ir al ciento le nueve días. Y cuando se lo quiere para el dolor, dice, a correr a Le Watusi, lo que está trabajando. Watusi, Watusi, ¿qué quiere? Me le siento a tu pie, a mí. Solo lo quiere pasar, no me digas que ponerá solo mi pie. Ah, 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 ah.
Ray Barreto, how old was he when he passed away?
I don't remember.
Oh. Okay, how old is Tony Bennett now? Who's older, Tony Bennett or your dad?
Tony Bennett, he'll be 90, I'm going to think who is 6, 7, 8, 9. He'll be 96 years old in August.
96?
Yeah.
Wow. How old is Louis Sr.?
He'll be 91 October 1st.
Oh, Tony's older than.
I just got something interesting. You know the guy for Leave It to Beaver,
wow.
The star? Tony Dow?
Who?
The Leave It to Beaver star, Tony Dow.
I never watched
this. He just passed on. Yeah.
Oh, how old was he?
Well, I don't know. I have to look.
Oh.
I just saw this on Apple. So I just read it to you. Yeah, hang on.
Hey, Louie.
I'll find it.
Yeah.
In honor of your dad and Tony Bennett, give us a Tony Bennett song. You know that one, one of his first songs, Because of You? You know that? Remember that one?
Damn it. Because of you, it is a song in my heart. Because of you, I can give love drops in my heart. It'll always leave me, let me leave you. And let me smile, let me love you. Forever and ever.
I only live.
I only live.
For your love and your kiss.
I forgot the words.
Uh-oh.
For your love and your kiss.
Loud in your kiss.
It's paradise.
Yeah.
To be near you like this.
Need you like this.
Because of you, my life is now worthwhile. And I can smile. Because of you. All right.
That's cool. It really is.
Louis Rivera. Louis the Lip live on Inner Sight.
I like
hey, Louis,
when
thanks
he sings
a lot, man.
And you sing. It's kind of nice.
You were great.
Hey, guys.
He
hey, guys. Ken.
Hmm? What
take
happened?
Take care. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Oh, yeah, you too.
Okay.
You can hang up for me, Louis. I can't get it to
thank you so
take.
Much.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Louis. Yeah, thanks.
All right. In a sight.
Good.
And let's see. How much time we got left?
I don't know. 7 minutes.
8:52.
Okay, so 8 minutes.
All right, so
oh,
you know we've all heard of these carnivals, especially
mm-hmm.
in the summertime. You know they got all these rides, you know, and
yeah.
we got a unique ride from Gabriel and his brother, see, and it's called the Wheelbarrow Rocket.
Oh no, it's gonna be pretty
wheelbarrow
bad.
Rocket, see. shoom, shoom. Step right up. A dollar a ride. Wheelbarrow rocket right here. And he's got it in his mother's backyard, see, and, on the lawn. Yeah, don't worry about the lawn. I'll fix it later. Woo! He's got the wheelbarrow rocket, see, and
oh,
and
my.
He says to, come on, I forgot my brother's name.
That's cute.
Come on,
Phil.
Come on, Oldie. Oldie, don't
come
call
on,
me Oldie. It's not
there
my name. My name is Cheyenne, not Oli. Oh, come on, Oli
Cheyenne.
Only Cheyenne. Come on, Lee. Go down the road and grab one of those girls and put her in the barrel. Are you crazy? I'll get locked up.
He's right.
Go down the road. Wait a minute. Here comes a live one. Hey, honey, come over here. Come over here, honey. You want a ride?
You dirty, no good pervert. Stay away from me.
No, I don't mean that kind of ride. I mean, you better shut up, Gabriel. You're going to get in trouble. Joe the cop is riding around. Oh, maybe, wait a minute. Maybe Joe the cop wants to. Are you crazy? All right. What's going on? Oh, no, not you two. What are you doing with that big wheelbarrow? Joe, it's only a dollar. You want to ride? What? Are you nuts? You can't put anybody in there. They'll fall out and break their kachishka. Kachishka? What's that? You don't want to know. All right. So, Cheyenne, go across the street and bring that girl over. Put her in the wheelbarrow. I'm not doing that. You're crazy. You're going to get me in trouble, man.
That's right.
You got to be out of your mind. Come here, honey. You got a dollar? You want a ride? Come on. I'll help you. Come on, get in the wheelbarrow.
In the wheelbarrow?
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Ow, ooh, ow. Mommy!
Oh my! You guys are in double trouble.
What are you doing with my daughter? Isn't that the thing over there? What's the matter for you? You crazy? I'm gonna call the cop.
Uh-oh.
Come on, get out of there! What's going on here now on my yard?
Uh-oh.
What are you doing with this bottle here, this bottle with big wheels? That's my business. Dollar ride. You want to ride, Ma? What? I don't want no ride. What, you crazy? You can't do that. Look what happened. You almost got in trouble. Now here comes the police.
Uh-oh.
All right. That's it. I've got a good mind to run all of you in, but I feel bad for your poor mother. She's got to walk around with a stick now.
Oh.
And you better give up this business if you know what's good for you.
Yes, sir.
Well, Gabriel, I try to tell you. You wouldn't listen. The good thing the cop came along. You would have gotten in trouble. Somebody would have gotten hurt.
Yeah.
Even the biting buzzard wouldn't get in that barrel.
She's smart. She's smart, very smart.
See what I mean? She don't want to get in either.
Nope.
All right, in sight. Hope you had a little fun, a little craziness. And we'll be with you Monday on the Mat of Glad. And on a serious note, once again, our deepest condolences for the guide dog and the lady who expected a lot better from that school.
Yeah,
very
disappointed. They were there to retrain it. That's all.
All right.
That was it.
Oh, I don't know that. We
they were there to retrain it.
We don't know that.
I don't know.
We don't know the reason why the dog was there, but we'll try to find out more.
Yeah, we will.
By Monday. All right, Inner Sight. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090, and we'll be with you Monday night on a show we call Mad or Glad. Monday night. Goodbye, world. In a sight, frolic.
Good night, everyone. If we miss you, we'll catch you the next time. Good night.